Okay, this is Monday, August 12th, and the topic this month is Techniques in Manifesting.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, as usual, I am delighted to see so many gods and goddesses collected in one room. It is absolutely thrilling to me to look out and see gods and goddesses. Now, I hope that that is sinking in to your consciousness, and I hope with this new thing that I'm teaching, this new technique of life particles, you will realize that you truly are connected to the only source there is. And since you're connected to that source, and if you learn how to use life particles, you'll be able to create. And what do? Gods create. So, with that said, we will talk more about life particles. So, has anyone used this all week? Have you thought about life particles? Have you seen life particles? Have you done anything? So, let me give you some little things how you could use different techniques to get the idea of life particles. So let's start with the idea of the ancient Egyptians. The ancient Egyptians had a god, a sun god called Ra, R-A. And why did they worship the sun? Because the rays coming down, we cannot live on this planet without the sun. But the most important thing to think about when you think about the sun is what? Well, it is light, and it enters you, but you contain the sun. Everything on this planet contains the sun, the trees, the plants, everything. So think of that as life particles also, you see? Why do we know that the sun is in everything? Well, if you burn wood, does it not make a fire, the same as the sun? That's the energy of the sun in that wood. You see, because what do we know? Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It just reinvents itself all the time. So, the sun comes down to plants and trees and so forth. We have oil, we have coal, we have all that. That is the sun. It's contained in the sun. We cannot go, at least I cannot go. I'm solar powered. I can only go 3 days without the sun. Then I turn very mean and grouchy and all that. I need the light of the sun. So, think of those things when you're doing this. Now, another technique to use so that you can feel these life particles coming into you and all, I do this in the shower. And the water hits me. Using my imagination, that wonderful gift that we're given. As the water hits me, it's penetrating right through me. That's life particles. That's life particles coming to you. By the end of this month, you should be able to see and feel life particles entering your body. They're entering you all the time, the same way as the sunlight is entering you all the time. When this universe was created, in what they called the Big Bang, vibrations went out, light went out, all these life particles went out. And they did something. They created everything. And they certainly created human beings. We're filled with life particles. So, we can use the ancient Egyptians just to get your mind thinking differently. We can use India with prana. They use the idea of prana coming to them all the time. And that's in the air. They're breathing that in all the time. And in Christianity in the Bible, what do we have? We have a term called manna from heaven. So that manna is prana, it's life particles, it's the whole thing. So I'm just trying to bring this up, so it's just a difference in terms, life particles. You can call it anything that you want. But if you think of yourself as life particles and you realize that energy can neither be created nor destroyed, that you're loaded with life particles, that life particles have made up your body, and someday you won't be in this body, right? But life particles will still be there because you cannot destroy them. You cannot destroy them. There's where we get the idea of life, of everlasting life. You see, we think, well, everlasting life means, I don't know what people think everlasting life. If you think this body is going to go on forever, it is not going to go on forever. But please, people, try to remember that these bodies are made to live at least 120 years. And to live healthily for 120 years. But once the body goes, life particles are still there. You cannot destroy them. The same way with the sunlight coming down into the tree, it makes the tree dies, we burn the wood and so forth, but that energy is converted into something else, isn't it? It's always converted. Energy cannot be created nor destroyed, but it can be converted into something. That's the whole idea behind the mental equivalent. That's the whole idea behind that mental equivalent. So you set up a mental equivalent. But what you want to do with these life particles, you want to see them coming into you. You want to realize that your body is made of these life particles. And the main thing to remember about life particles is what? They're your servants. They're your servants. You can use them to build what you want. You can call them elementary particles. The whole universe is made up of elementary particles. It's made up of everything. The same stuff is everywhere. So, elementary particles or life particles. I don't care. Just grasp the idea that this, you're surrounded by them. And there again, when I use the idea of we live and move and have our being in the mind of God or the mind of the universe or the mind of the cosmos, we're living, moving, and having our being in life particles, which are everywhere around us. Which are everywhere around us. So we can't get away. You cannot get away from that. You cannot get away from that. So it's a slight tweak, maybe, in your thinking and so forth. And it should help you with all the little odds and ends that you may not have in metaphysics that you cannot understand sometimes. If you realize that you're working with life particles that are your servants that you can do something with and that they're available for you and that coming through your mind, through your consciousness, you can put them together into what you want. What you want. Now, the other thing to remember is there's no right way or wrong way to do this. You do it your way. The other thing to remember is, another little quote from the Bible is, it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. Life particles do not care if you're good, bad, or indifferent. You're the one who cares if you're good, bad, or indifferent. Life particles will work for you regardless. You do not have to be good. You do not have to get down on your knees and pray every day. You do not have to do that. If you want to do that, please feel free to do that. I suggest a kneeling pit or something, but Jeffrey's knees. So that's what we're talking about, a different form of energy, but we're always talking about God. Those life particles are God. Life particles, this thing called God, is everywhere. So life particles is everywhere. So we're just changing it, we're just using it, and we're going to use our imagination, which is what? The greatest gift that we have been given, to bring these life particles into our body. Now, you can also heal with these life particles. You can do almost anything with these life particles. Do you remember years ago when we did rubbed our hands and we build up? Well, that friction and so forth, you're moving those life particles around. And that's why this gets formed. And do you remember when you can do this? And you can feel the energy? You want to do that now and feel the energy here? Rub your hands, get them open. You have to, people, your body has to be open for things. You just don't start in with this stuff. Now, when they're warm, now, without touching, pull them back and forth and feel the energy. Can you not feel that energy in there? Just slowly back and forth. And as you learn to do this, you know, you can stretch it as far as you want. But when you start with this. So, inside of this, this energy, make it a ball if you want. These, now you have these life particles going on, and they're pushing back and forth. They're pushing back and forth. You see? When I said get your body always ready for something, you know, when you want to open up your crown chakra, tap your head. Just tap your head. If you're taking a test or anything and you want to wake up your brain, most people's brains are asleep. You see, all your organs respond to you. All your organs respond to you. So, as we do these different things, we can heal our organs. We can tap our organs. We can do all kinds of things with our body. And what is healing the body? Our life particles. That's what's healing the body. So we're going to use these life particles. We're going to imagine them coming down. They're actually doing that, by the way. And I think I'll tell you that I told you this story before, so I'll tell it to you now. I told you I never try to teach you anything that I haven't experienced myself, so that I'm not up here just doing it. So if I'm talking, I'm walking at the same time. I'm doing the walk. 30-some years ago, I took a meditation class from my friend Joyce Reynolds. I mentioned her many times to you. She's my friend that's a motivator of a one or a thousand. And she's on the internet. You can look her up. We were doing this meditation. And I always lie down to do a meditation because I cannot hold myself together. I lie down. All of a sudden, my hands went up like that. And white light came down through every finger into my body. And I got some shaking going on and so forth. That was life particles. At that time, I didn't know what it was. I had no idea what it was. So these are great. You've heard me say, just plug into something. Well, if you want to plug into things, you plug in with your hands. These are plugs. These fingers are plugs to plug in. This is a plug, too. This will plug you in to things. So after that meditation, I realized that there is something greater going on than I ever knew about or ever thought about before. And that there is an energy out there. There is a life force out there. Call it God, call it Sydney. I don't care what you call it. It is available to us. We have just never been taught that. Now, the other thing, many people say they cannot meditate. Everyone can meditate. Western minds do not like to be still. You see, that's why they meditate in the East. We have a hard time meditating in the West because we like our minds to keep running all the time. If you want to manifest something in your life, you must still your mind. You must empty it of thoughts. You must empty it of preconceived notions. You must empty it of any slights and hates and all that. And you do that by going to a lower level. Tony last week said it was the first time your mind ever stopped, wasn't it? You can stop your mind. Now, we think that that's a very bad thing, to stop our mind. What do you say, if you want to go back to Christianity a minute, what have you heard about that in Christianity? You must surrender. You must give up. You must surrender. And you cannot do it as long as you're thinking and as long as you're loaded with emotions. We're not taught that, you see. So we then go to a point which is called the zero point. And at that zero point, there is no thinking whatsoever. When you enter that zero point, now you have no preconceived ideas, notions, or anything, and you're able to manifest something. When you're at that level, you're connecting with what? Not only life particles, the mind of God, the mind of the universe, whatever you want to call it. But when you're not thinking and you have no preconceived ideas, you've entered the mind of God that makes all things new. You see, as long as you have preconceived ideas and so forth, you're not going to make anything new. You want to make leftovers from your preconceived ideas. So you go down to that level, to that lower level where the mind stops. And I told you last week, it's in the gap between thoughts where you create something. Years ago, scientists were very interested in the nucleus. They were very interested in the protons and neutrons that buzzed around. But where does the nucleus and the protons come from? They come from the empty space. They come from the emptiness. So now scientists are looking into the emptiness. We used to think that there was such a thing as a vacuum. There is no such thing as a vacuum, people. Something is always going on. Life particles are at work. You cannot have a vacuum. You cannot have a vacuum. Now, in metaphysics, what do we know about vacuum? We know that nature abhors a vacuum, and it will fill it with something. That is why when you clean out your closet, it will fill itself back up. It will fill itself back up. So tonight, what we are going to do is bring our mind down to a different wavelength, where we're going to enter this zero point. How many people know athletes that say they were in the zone? Yes, you get in the zone. When you're in the zone, there's no thinking. You're just doing. There is no thinking when you're in the zone. Somebody that you would all know who was able to do that and do it very successfully was Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was weird and so forth, but when he stood up to entertain or to sing or to dance, he entered the zone and he was fabulous. And he was fabulous. When it was over, he was back to being weird. But we're all, you know, we're all a little weird and so forth. But we can enter that. Alex here is an athlete. He enters that zone when you're doing your different, whatever you do. And maybe some of the other people here who have done that. Have you been on the stage when that has happened to you? Yes. How about you, young man, when you're acting? Don't you enter a different area? All right, that's the zone. So, we're going to call it 0 point. And we're going to go to that 0 point. When you enter that 0 point, then you can start to make something. You can take these elementary particles, these life particles, and turn them into what you want, because they are your servants. They will listen to your consciousness. Now, I'm using the word consciousness deliberately so that you don't get it confused with mind. Mind and consciousness are two entirely different things, and people get them mixed up, and they think my mind is my consciousness is my mind, and then they wonder why they can't manifest something. You manifest from your consciousness, not from your mind. That is why I tell you, you must have a consciousness of prosperity and abundance. You see? You can think prosperity and abundance all day long, up one side and down the other in your mind. But it has to be a total package. Your consciousness is what will do that. So you have a consciousness of prosperity and abundance. And you let that mind go. Do it. Whatever it wants to do. Okay? So let's try it. Let's get ourselves together. Let's collect ourselves. Now remember, you have to prepare your body for these things. So are you prepared? Are you tapping? Because we're going to open up this chakra. And that just brings your attention there. You see, you must always bring your mind and your consciousness into your body. Most people do not do that. Their mind is someplace else. It's at home, wondering what you have in the refrigerator to eat tonight when you get out of this class. Now your mind is not in your body. So, all right. So now that your body is prepared, that you have opened your body, just become very still. Know that your crown chakra, that chakra on top of your head, is open, and it's receiving from the universe right here and right now. It is receiving life particles. And those life particles are filling your mind. And as they fill your mind, they are purifying it. And as they purify it, they are getting rid of all preconceived notions. They are getting rid of all past experiences. Your experiences from the past only create the future if you allow that to happen. If you think that that is how it works, it will work that way. But that's not the way it works. We want to make all things new. We want to make our thinking new. So we let go. We just let go of all of that. And as these life particles keep entering your crown chakra, as they keep purifying your mind, you start to settle down. And you start to feel yourself slowing down. Your thinking is slowing down. And you're going deeper and deeper into yourself. And as you go deeper and deeper into yourself, you may see with your mind's eye light. Even though your eyes are completely closed, there is no light coming in from anywhere. You start to see light. And as you start to see that light, you go even deeper into your own mind, into your own consciousness, till you reach a point of peace, to where finally nothing is nagging at you. Your mind is no longer nagging you. It's no longer talking to you. You have entered an area where you're able to just float. And you just float there for a while. And it's so, so peaceful. And that floating is caused by these life particles, which you are made of. And now you start to enter that zero point. And when you enter that zero point, you may forget who you are. You may start to feel that you are much bigger than this body, that you are no longer contained in your body, that you are now floating into the cosmos itself. There are no boundaries. There are no borders here. And now that you've reached that silence, as you reach that zero point, your third eye, that eye in the center of your head, which sees things, that are unseen. You now use your imagination and you put a screen in front of you, much like a movie screen. And as those life particles enter your crown chakra, and as you go deeper and deeper into that zero point, you can now start to project on that screen, that mind screen of yours, you can start to project what you want. Start to see yourself having what you want. It may be health, it may be wealth, it may be relationships, it may be a job, gainful employment, creative self-expression. But know that these life particles are now forming and becoming what you want. As those life particles enter your crown chakra, come down through your mind. You now see your mind as a factory. And the raw material that your factory is using is life particles. And now you're taking that raw material from your factory and you are building what you want on that screen in front of you, that mind screen. And you will be able to see that with your third eye. And you will be able to feel that. And if you wish to ask the life particles, what do I really want? You will receive that answer on your life screen. Because here, at this zero point, where your mind has ceased, you are in the gap. You are in that creative area where all things are possible. I will be quiet a moment while you do that. Now, when you're finished, you can come back, knowing that you can always come to this zero point anytime you wish. where you're finished creating, come back into your body and come back into this room. Would anyone like to share any experience that they felt? Were you able to quiet your mind? Were you able to make it still so that you could enter this zero point? So did we. No, you may. That's a feeling that you may have that you're asleep, but you know. Well, of course, you're sitting up. Your neck didn't go, did it?
No.
Mine.
You did. Your
mine went forward.
Forward.
I was totally relaxed, and I could hear everything you were saying, but it was you were out of my body.
Did anyone, was anyone able to feel them going out of their body?
Yeah. The universe and growing and floating. And so I was in the middle of the universe floating and then floating.
Yes.
And I've never done that because I've meditated, but I've never actually gone into the universe. And then I created what I wanted.
Good. Anyone else? Were you able, was everyone able to go to the zero point? Very important. You didn't get there this time? What were you thinking? Something that happened today? Yes.
Let's see.
You are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. So something got into your mind today. And it's like a gerbil on a wheel. And it's spinning. You have to stop the spinning. Here, another little thing about back to Christianity or back to Jesus. Remember, he said you must go into your closet and be alone to pray. You don't beat your chest and run up and down the street and have cymbals and so forth. That's what the Pharisees did. So that they showed everyone they were praying. So they made a big spectacle out of it. This is for you. This is for you. So whatever happened at work today, you must let it go. Because last week you were good, see?
So there was one or two times when I thought I lost a connection with you, I think. And then I would hear you again.
That's wonderful. That was a zero point, and you were floating. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. Nothing wrong with it. You can't do this wrong. The way you're doing it is right for you. See, not so many people get, oh, I don't think I did it right. You did it right. You see? Which brings back to the thing, I always take the right turn in the road. How do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Practice. Yes.
I tell you, you have to practice this.
So in that practice, do you practice bringing yourself back to, like if your mind goes to one,
right,
you're going to another thought.
Right.
I remember when I was studying, you know, other kinds of meditation, is the thought, like in Buddhism, you say, okay, recognize the thought and let it go, and go back. But I'm not quite sure how to get back to that.
Just coming back now. I'm coming back now. Do you remember Raymond Charles Barker?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, and when he was speaking, he would start to go someplace, and he would just stop and say, coming back now. Coming back now. You have to. So just say, coming back now. I'm staying here. Thank you, mind. You see? Come back to that zero point.
But you have to acknowledge that, don't you?
No.
That's that you're coming back.
Oh, you. No, I thought you meant knowledge. Acknowledge that something was going on. No, you acknowledge.
But
you
back.
Yes, you say to yourself, I'm coming back now.
But you can be talking in your visualization.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What I want you to see is the life particles. I want you to know that they're your servants, that they're always coming down from the universe itself. They're surrounding you. You can bring them down. And then I want you to project them on this, what we call the mind screen, and make them into what you want. They're the building blocks of the universe. They're elementary particles. You're made of them. The whole universe is made. No questions here, Sue? You've got it done?
Something has occurred, and remember for years you said, I wasn't manifesting because I didn't feel it?
Yes.
I'm feeling it.
All right, then.
And I'm just, in my mind, creating all these fabulous scenarios.
All right, good.
I don't know what happened, but...
Well, it finally worked.
Manifested, but I can feel the things I want rather than just think them.
Yes.
I feel them in my body.
Yes.
Now.
Right. And say to yourself, I've manifested them. You're saying, yes.
I'm manifesting everything I want.
That's it. You have.
I can see it on the screen.
Yes.
I have this vision and I see the words on the screen.
Yes. Very good.
So if you're not in the zero point, then you're really not doing it right, right? I mean, if you tried to do it during the week and that, oh yeah, I was seeing wonderful things, but I was seeing
that. Right. Yes. The other thing is, don't work on it so hard. Just settle down. Watch your mind. Watch the vibrations that are going on, the different levels, beta, theta, and whatever else they're called. And bring it down. Just bring it down. But know that you're doing it, and don't punish yourself in any way. And don't let doubts and all come in. Remember, you're always divinely guided. You'll always take the right turn of the road, and God always makes a way where there appears to be no way. Where there appears to be no way. Anybody else? Tim, were you able? Yes.
Because I think a lot of times I'll just stop. That's not working. You know, I can't still my mind. I'll just stop. So the challenge for me is to just let the thought go through and then try to come back.
Yes.
And come back to that point, focusing either on my own breath or an external source.
Yes.
And it might be to help me.
Right.
Back.
I watched you and you went down. I could see you going down. But you tell yourself, what did you just say? What did your mind say to you? I'm not doing it. You must always say, I am doing it. I'm able to do it. Regardless, because you had left a preconceived idea come in that you have been having difficulty before. So you leave those difficulties go. I no longer have any difficulties. I'm able to do this. Okay. Oh, come on, people. One more question. Is it working? Tell me that. Is this worth it or not? Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep doing it, and I will keep bringing in more things. And I'm studying, too, at the same time, people. I'm constantly reading and looking and doing and finding. I was going to find something for you, and I forgot to do it, but I'll get it next week. No more questions? All right, then. It's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.